Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As I did yesterday, let me remind you or announce to you, if you haven't heard this program before, that I have done a CD on Advent for this year. It's called Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. If you have a CD from last year, that is Cycle B. It's not marked Cycle B, but we're going to mark them from now on. Last year was Cycle B. This year, you want Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. To order it, go to our bookstore and simply click on CD, and then just simply remember to ask for Journey Through Advent, Cycle C. And may God abundantly bless you. I want this Advent to be good for you. I want this Advent to bring you His blessing. Now, all I can do is perhaps open our hearts wider and our eyes a little wider to see how God wants to speak to us this Advent and what it is that He wants to do to draw us closer to Himself. This world is in a very bad straits right now, in very bad straits. We've given up on heaven and all the things of the life to come. We're immersed in material goods in this world. We're immersed in our own pleasure and our own satisfaction. We're so immersed that we have a very hard time seeing beyond our own noses sometimes. That's not what God created us for. We need in this Advent to take stock, take inventory. Where am I? Is it pride? Is it arrogance? Is it hatred? Is it jealousy? Is it envy? Is it a terrible temper? What is it that holds me back from following Him? Just be honest with yourself. God's not going to condemn you for it. It's just simply taking inventory. Because each of us is going to come to a time of judgment. And when that comes, we want to be ready and we want to be bringing with us a whole lot of other people into the very throne room of God Himself. So please take this time seriously. We are living in a very, very difficult time in the church. We have fallen. We have fallen. Brothers and sisters, we need to pray for our priests. We need to pray for our bishops. We need to pray for a grace of conversion, repentance and conversion, to fall on all of them and on us. Don't exclude yourself. On all of them and on us. I'll be saying more about that in the future. But for the moment, just take an inventory this week. Advent doesn't begin until next Sunday, so just simply take an inventory this week and then choose one thing in your life that you say, this is keeping me back from being more a disciple, more a son, or more a daughter. Just think about it this week. Don't be afraid of it. God's going to bless you when you bring it before Him and say, help me to change this, that I might be more your son or daughter, that I might welcome you into my heart more fully. Book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 14 to 19. I, John, looked, and there was a white cloud, and sitting on the cloud, one who looked like a son of man, with a gold crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. Another angel came out of the temple, crying out in a loud voice to the one sitting on the cloud, use your sickle and reap the harvest, for the time to reap has come, because the earth's harvest is fully ripe. So the one who was sitting on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. And then another angel came out of the temple in heaven, who also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel came from the altar who was in charge of the fire and cried out in a loud voice to the one who had the sharp sickle, use your sharp sickle and cut the clusters from the earth's vines, for its grapes are ripe. So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and cut the earth's vintage. He threw it into the great winepress of God's fury. The fruit was not for God's glory. Fruit in part was for self-satisfaction. If the Lord were to harvest your field this week, would there be a genuine harvest? No matter how small, would there be a genuine harvest? Now don't get down on yourself. Don't be discouraged. Just be honest with yourself. Where am I? If God were to judge me today, where am I? And then choose one thing, one area that in this short period of Advent, one area that you want to make more welcoming for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords this Christmas. He who divested himself of everything and became like us in all things but sin. May our hearts be ready to receive him. Don't go through the motions. Ask the Lord, what can I do in this Advent that my life, my soul, might be more ready to welcome you, to receive you, that you can find a home in me, so to speak. As we find our home in him, may he find his home in us. Just look at one area. Psalm 96, the Lord comes to judge the earth, and he does, and he will. The Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. What a beautiful, beautiful Psalm that is. May the plains of your life, may the sea of your life, may the heavens and the earth rejoice. May all the trees of the forest exult. Think of that in terms of yourself. Open your heart to him and say, Lord, let me be more a vessel of your presence than I am right now. I want you to be able to take your home, up your home more fully in me. And then take one area that you know is an obstacle and say, Lord, I want this to be your Christmas gift. I'm giving it away. If it's an appropriate thing, I'm giving it back to you. And the gospel is the gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 5 to 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, all that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Brothers and sisters, there are ways that we're playing with fire right now in this country and in many other countries. We don't see that we are nations under God, that he created us, he created the land we have. He is the owner. We're the managers. And one day, all of us will have to render an account, each and every one. We can't hide behind anybody else. We can't put the blame anywhere else, because each of us, our bodies, our minds, our spirits, our gifts, our talents, our weaknesses, God will visit, and he will ask us to render an account. Let's make our hearts as ready as we can for him this Christmas. And he says, all that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. The end of the world will come. It's not just some kind of movie theme or movie script. It's a reality. And then they ask him, teacher, when will this happen and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? And he answered, see that you do not be deceived. For many will come in my name saying, I am he. The time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. And then he said to them, Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. The Lord has warned us. The Lord has told us to put our house in order. And here at coming upon very shortly the Christmas season, a time of goodwill, of gift giving. Look at the origin of this feast. God gave himself as his gift to us. He, the Savior, became flesh for you and for me, that you might see heaven, that you might live in heaven, that you might know happiness forever. That's what he has for you. And he gave himself to make that possible. Let's wake up. Let's not be a sleeping church. Let us not be a church mired right now in the scandals that we're facing. We need to repent, all of us. And I'll say more about that later. We need to repent, all of us. But right now, I want to talk to you. And I want to say, where do you need to repent? What change do you need to make during this Advent season, that Christ may establish himself in you more fully, that those who see you might find him? That's what he wants. Are you willing to give him that gift this Christmas? Are you willing? Some days, brothers and sisters, some days I want to cry. Some days I want to cry out to everybody and say, please, please, put down your subterfuges and your cover-ups and all the things you do to make you acceptable, so to speak, or that make you look like you're successful and healthy and happy and all that kind of thing. We put on such fronts for people. And sometimes that's exactly what we do with God. And yet it's God who sees the whole truth of who we are. He knows even better than we do where we're weak, what we're guilty of. He doesn't want to condemn. He wants to set free. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to criticize us and condemn us. But he does plead with us to see what he has offered us, and the freedom that he promises us if we will come to him and acknowledge our weakness, acknowledge our failure, acknowledge our lying, acknowledge the fruits of our bitterness and our hatred and our envy and our jealousy. The church's sin is being exposed. Our sin is being exposed. Will we give our hearts back to him and say, Lord, I am yours. Teach me, form me, shape me, that I may give you glory. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.